The Hard Shoulder.
With Nissan. Number one for petrol in Ireland. Number one for electric. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
This is News Talk.
Susan Keogh sitting in for Ivan Yates on The Hard Shoulder this evening. Now, as we prepare for the comings and goings of the festive season, the risk of burglary in the home is something that we often forget to be mindful of. So what can we do to keep our homes safe over Christmas? So to discuss this, I'm joined in studio by Dave O'Toole, President of the European Locksmith Federation and Managing Director of Amiens Street Locksmiths and Expert Security. Dave, figures do tell us that burglaries happen between October and January. Darker evenings obviously will play a part in all of that. But is Christmas a key target point for burglars?
Good evening, Susan. Christmas is very much a target for several reasons. Probably is because there's a lot more valuables in the home over the Christmas period. Computers, bicycles are in abundance. And we normally let our guard down over the Christmas time, so we all have to be vigilant.
So is it people just out of their general routine, maybe?
People are very much out of their general routine, that they're going during the day, that the mums are going to the shops doing their shopping and they're leaving the homes and they're not locking up after them. Or then in the evening time, they may be going out, staying out later than usual, not taking the precautions of leaving lights on and setting the alarms, or in fact even locking their doors properly.
Tell me about presents or things in the house. I do remember friends of mine, their house was broken into in Kildare Town a couple of days before Christmas, and everything that they had bought for Christmas was taken, which was awful, really. Like, it's an awful thing to happen at any time, but it's particularly awful, I think, at Christmas. Do people leave presents out where they can be seen? What's the best advice for people when it comes to that?
Well, that's the one big problem that happens, Susan, is that people tend to the old tradition of leaving presents under the Christmas tree and leaving them in a clear view from the window. So with the dark evenings, you know, the would-be burglars are prowling around, they're looking in the window, seeing what's valuable and what's there and taking that. And it also applies to cars too, Susan.
Presents in the back of a car, yeah.
Presents, people coming, doing their shopping and leaving the presents in clear view in the cars. So, you know, if you're out shopping, put your presents, hide them in the boot or throw a cover over them, and that helps prevent a lot.
Now, most of us will admit that we probably all have a little extra drink around Christmas time. So does this play a part in that people may be out late at night, or, you know, leaving in the morning and maybe been a bit blurry eyed and not kind of following the rules, putting on the alarm, doing all the things that you know you should be doing?
Yeah, that happens too. They don't put the alarm on, lock the locks. But a few other things that happens when we're in the party mood is people, the pubs are crowded, you know, restaurants are crowded, people are very lax about their keys, about their wallets. A lot of pickpockets, thieves knocking around, prime time for them in the evening time. And also we notice that there's a tendency for people, somewhat stupidly, is that they leave keys under the flower pots and the mats for if the older kids are out partying, they don't want to disturb, and they leave the keys there for them. And the burglars are aware of this.
I think that's probably a lot to do with people who come home at Christmas. You know, if people live abroad and you don't necessarily have a key, they don't have a key maybe to the front door, and you know, you come home to your parents' house, say, and then your parents say, here, I'll leave the key out under the mat.
You've hit the nail right on the head there, Susan. That is actually what happens. And also not only with children, but also with friends staying over. If you have people saying that the party or maybe close to a car, you say, yeah, stay in my place and I leave the key underneath the mat for you, whatever. So we need to be very, very careful about that.
Okay, so let's go through a couple of tips then. So say if you're the type of family that maybe, you know, might live in Dublin or wherever, but you know, your home might be down the country. So you're going away and you know you're going to be going away for a couple of days and your house might be empty. What advice would you have for those people to try and put a plan in place if they're going to be absent from their home for a few days?
Well, there's a standard thing to, you know, is to cancel, get somebody to pick up newspapers or mail, all that kind of things that go on. Be very mindful about putting rubbish out, because sometimes people open their gifts before Christmas and they leave the wrappers in the bin and that. So it's be very mindful about the rubbish and put that away, and, you know, have a light on in the house on a timer, along with your normal security procedures. Good locks on your doors and windows. Sensors, very at this point, point time of the year, the short evening sensors with lights so that if somebody approaches the door or the back, a light comes on automatically. And if you can afford it, and people, if they have a security system that's monitored, put it on, because again, we get very forgetful about these.
So this is an alarm whereby if something happens, no matter where you are, you'll get a call, you'll be alerted to the fact that your alarm has gone off.
Absolutely. And if it's not you, if there's a situation, the guards will be called. So the monitoring is very important.
What about the role that neighbours can play then, Dave, in terms of, you know, if you do live near somebody and maybe they might be going away for New Year's, you could be going away for Christmas, can you kind of tic-tac on who might keep an eye on things?
Absolutely, and that's the community spirit is still there, Susan. So if you're neighbours or whatever, know that they'll keep an eye on the door and that they'll notice any unusual activity that's going on. So they'd be very much aware of that, and they'd be in a situation to ring the guards or to see what's going on.
We hear a little bit about this often during the summer holidays as well, but it's people who decide to take to their social media accounts to tell people that they are going to be leaving their house empty for the next week or 2 weeks. But I guess it happens a little bit at Christmas as well, because people are probably updating social media channels on their whereabouts, and then that will tell a burglar if they need to know that your house is empty.
It tells everything, because as you say, during the year, people are constantly monitoring even funeral arrangements and things like that. They monitor social media, and people, unfortunately, tell the world what they're doing, where normally it's like standing outside with a megaphone and telling people. So don't post it on where you're going. Oh, by all means, tell people after the fact when you come home.
When you're home. A couple of questions and texts in here. Well, one just comment in here. I was burgled at Christmas. They did not only ransack my house, but they left the taps running with the plugs in the sink. To say it destroyed our Christmas is an understatement. That's desperate altogether. And a question for you, Dave. Does your guest agree with CCTV cameras? Are they effective in people's houses?
CCTV basically records the action after. It doesn't really stop people. And if it's a good, if it's not a good quality CCTV in the darkness, it doesn't really show anything. It doesn't give evidence to the guards. Again, I was coming back to the main things, the locks on the doors, the windows, the sensor lights are fantastic for the value that you provide. And if you can afford it, a good security system.
And is that monitored alarm or good security system? How, like, are they very expensive?
The alarm, there's special deals now. You could get a wireless one in for €200, and it costs approximately €30 a month for monitoring. So for a year, you're looking at €350 a year, so which is quite good value and gives a lot of peace of mind.
Another thing I've heard mention is specific to do with Christmas, because that's what we're talking about today. It's the specific threat to your home, I guess, over the Christmas period. But people who are running lights out onto trees in the garden, or, you know, lighting up kind of, you know, Santa's in the garden or whatever, but they're running the lead through the front door or through a back door or through a window, but it just means that that window and the door isn't closed properly.
Absolutely. It's amazing the number of people that leave the window open to run the cable for just lights outside. So if they'd like to, some people like to have a lot of fancy lights in the garden, maybe next year think about having a socket outside of the house, getting one fitted, and then you'd be a lot more secure.
What about things that you keep outside your house, Dave? So maybe in a shed. I know things like tools and bikes and that kind of thing. And again, they can be things that are on the top list of a priority list for a burglar, but they're also things that you might, there might be more of them around at Christmas time. A lot of people will get bikes for presents, or, you know, other kind of these go-kart things or tools or whatever. So I guess there's more of them around.
There is. I mean, at the start, they should be stored when not in use in the shed with a, or the garage with a good lock on it. But unfortunately, people buy bikes, you know, for the kids for Christmas or even for their partners, and they forget about buying a decent padlock and chain or a bike lock. And it's only after, you know, the situation that you remember that they haven't got the security for it. And unfortunately, a lot of bikes do get stolen immediately after the Christmas period.
Timed lights in your house, are they a good idea? Are they expensive to install?
They're very, very cheap. That's only a timer, a plug-in switch that you can put a timer and connect a lamp. You can even connect a telly to it for the sake of less than a tenner. It's a tenner well spent.
And
easy.
Also, possibly if you have neighbours that you have a relationship with, but maybe if there's a second car at a neighbour's house that's not been in use, if it could just be pulled up in front of your car.
Fantastic.
Again, and a timed light, it looks like
it does.
Somebody,
and every
in there.
Little bit helps, Susan. Every little thing helps. And the one thing about burglars, and it's very hard to say, but it's to make it as difficult for the would-be burglar to go to your house and that they move on somewhere. And if everybody has top security, it helps.
Dave, we're running out of time, but one last question for you. Do dogs deter burglars? Our Labrador has a terrifying bark, which she greets everyone with, but once you open the door, she'll only lick you to death. But is her bark enough to deter a burglar?
Well, the bark is enough to alert the householders, and if the householders are not in, the burglar doesn't really know. So a dog is a good idea.
Okay, good stuff. We have to leave it there. Dave O'Toole, Managing Director of Amiens Street, the locksmith and expert security and President of the European Locksmith Federation. So do lock up your houses and make sure you stay safe over Christmas. Now that's our lot for today. Our winner of the Seaside Break at Inchidani Island Lodge and Spa competition that we had is Miriam Ling from Inistige in County Kilkenny. And my thanks to the production team this evening: Mark Simpson, Dan Flanagan, Aisling Moore, Elaine Power and Kira Courtney. On sound we had Michael Quilligan and Peter Malloy. Ivan will be back in the hot seat tomorrow at 4 o'clock. Off the Ball is up next. I'll be joining Shane Coleman in the morning for News Talk Breakfast, bright and early. So until then, thanks for listening and have a great evening.